For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Monday, April the 21st. I've got Judy Bock with us. Welcome to Radio Friends again, Judy. Adoption Triad Connection of Mid-Missouri. What is the Adoption Triad Connection?
We are a support group for people who have been adopted, birth parents who have relinquished children to adoption and adoptive parents, and adoption professionals, anyone who's interested in adoption.
Now, you're going to be showing a film called A Girl Like Her. When?
Right. It is going to be Sunday, April 27th.
So it's this coming Sunday. And where is it going to be?
Not this coming.
Yeah, this is April 21st.
Is.
Time
okay.
flies, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it's 2 to 3:30 at the Columbia Public Library downtown in the Friends Room.
And then after the film, you're going to have a discussion about it.
Yes, there's going to be a panel discussion. And it's consisting of... an adoptee, an adoptive parent, birth parents, both from an open and a closed adoption, and a social worker.
A Girl Like Her is about what?
Okay, it's a documentary. It's written and directed by Ann Fessler. She wrote The Girls Who Went Away, which is a book about birth mothers in the 60s, 50s, and 70s, who were sent away to maternity homes, which was a common thing because of the stigma of unwed pregnancy back then. And so the film kind of takes off on that. It uses educational films and newsreels that, that trace
so
this.
So this program on Sunday, it's open to everybody.
Yes, it's free and open to the public.
But mainly you're trying to gear it towards people who have been adopted or who have adopted.
Yes, well, anyone, especially I think to adoptees who may think their birth mother didn't care for them or that they were unwanted, which is really a myth. Film really debunks that.
Okay. If you want to come and see it, it is this coming Sunday. What you said, 3 o'clock?
Two o'clock. To 3:30. It may go over with our discussion.
All right. And that'll be at the library. It's free and open to the public.
That's right.
All right. Judy, thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Judy
Barr.
Now I turn to Liz Schmidt, and Liz is involved with everything with the League of Women Voters. Good to have you here, Liz.
Thank you.
You have a panel discussion is coming up a little bit more than a month, well, a little bit less than a month from now.
Yes.
May 20th.
Yes, just about a month.
Okay.
One day less.
Yeah. So what is this?
Okay. It's May is Mental Health Month. And I'll get to another thing here in a minute, but we're going to have a forum, the League of Women Voters in the Columbia Library, on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 o'clock in the evening, refreshments at 6:30.
Yeah, the League of Women Voters cookies.
<It's> cookies. And we will have a panel which are going to discuss things like how youth services have improved, even as Judy said in her segment. The Thompson Center, which is the Center for Autism, NAMI, which is National Association for Mental Health, and Columbia Public Schools, and Boone County Children's Services Board, and the Children's Grove, all will be represented on this panel.
And so they get a certain amount of time to talk about what they are doing.
And how they can work together. The idea is that the more they talk to each other, the better the services become, rather than everybody in their own little cubicles.
Right.
And one of the things that one of the panel people was on this Children's Grove, which is even closer, about 2 weeks from today, May 3rd, and it's from 1 to 3 p.m., and they're going to dedicate it. And it's just east of the Rickman Center off of East Walnut.
So they're going to dedicate
the Children's
Grove. Children's Grove.
And the idea of the Children's Grove was Ann Deaton got this idea after Sandy Hook, remember?
Yes,
when
yes,
the children were killed. And I think I've got the right place. There were many children killed anyway.
Yeah.
And they are going to, she raised money private. This is private money. And it will go next to the Heinemann Discovery Gardens, mm-hmm. which were for Darwin Heinemann. And that was all private money. But the Parks Department is giving them the land to put this on. And there will be 40 magnolia and crab apple
trees.
Oh, wonderful. I don't know, it's a little late this spring for them to bloom. I don't know. Maybe they're already planted. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But if they they would be blooming now.
So there'll be 40 magnolia and crabapple mm-hmm. trees. And the dedication will be on May the 3rd?
May the 3rd, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Rickman Center. I suppose we can go indoors if it rains.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, later in the month, they will be part of our panel on May 20th.
Now, go back to that panel again.
Yes.
So the panel discussion is an hour, is it right?
It'll be about an hour presentation, then time for questions and answers from the
Okay, so after they do their presentation, mm-hmm. then the people that are in the audience can ask questions of the panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it'll be mainly focused on children's mental health, but as we all know, a child with mental health problems didn't spring full-blown as a baby. You know, there's a lot of family
right.
things that can be done, too. And autism, of course, is another big section that isn't exactly, well, it falls under the mental health guidelines.
Right. But advancements are being made in autism now.
Yes.
More and more about it each day. Some theory of what causes autism. Can it be diagnosed before the child is even born?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So this will be on
May
the 20th at 6:30, you go in for refreshments, and then the panel starts at 7 o'clock.
That's right.
Anything else you got coming up for this summer?
These are the two big things today, May 3rd, 1 to 3 for the Children's Grove, and then May 20th for
If people want more information about the League
yes.
of Women Voters, are you accepting new people?
Oh, yes.
Always accepting new people.
And always, all our events are open to the public also, because it's amazing how busy people are and how they want information on certain subjects, but they don't have time to join organizations.
Right, right.
So our 150 members do well to get the word out.
Okay. And you don't have to be a woman.
No.
You don't have to be a lady to join the League of Women Voters. You'll take in men, too.
Yes.
And what's the phone number to call?
445-0655, and our website is lwvcbc.org.
Liz Schmidt, thank you so much for coming by, and Judy Bach, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition, and we'll find out about the Missouri College Advising Corps. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.